Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. You know, I have always found this to be true. The old Beatles song is so right. Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, I need help. We all do. I mean, there are days in my life where I literally can look at Jenny or I can look in the mirror and just say, I can't do this anymore. Because we are going to splat up against a boulder every now and then. I don't care how spiritually disciplined you are. Because we live in a fallen world and we are fallen men and women. There's an analogy that's pretty good to use when explaining the spiritual importance that comes with difficulties. And we all know what's required of us when we want to make physical improvements with our body, especially if our goal is to gain muscle and lose weight. It requires taking our body through some serious trials in the weight room or on the track. And in those trials or in those workouts, we literally break down our muscle fiber. And it's not in the breakdown process that they grow. It's in the restoration and the buildup process that follows. Literally, if you're in the gym and you're with weights or you're with bands, what you're literally doing is you're breaking down muscle fibers. And then when they start restoring and building up, that's when they grow. That's the process where we're consuming protein, drinking water and amino acids, resting, eating healthy, and all those things are happening. Well, spiritually, it's the same thing. For there to be restoration process to grow in, there has to first be something we need to be restored from. I believe with all my heart that Jesus came to restore what should have been. We should have been perfect beings, but we're not. We are sinful people that he has come and wants to restore. And that process happens because we need to be restored. Therefore, restoration will happen. So when we go through trials and our spiritual muscles are broken down and we feel like we've lost, we're defeated, and we just can't do it anymore, what does the restoration process look like? Well, it's a series of choices that we make. We choose to worship instead of worrying. We choose to pray instead of panicking. We choose to operate in faith instead of fearing. And when our world is crashing down around us and we just can't do it anymore, we stop and we speak directly with the one who created the world. Friend, today, look at whatever it is you're going through as a spiritual workout. Because the truth is, it might be really difficult in the workout, but once you make it through, you're going to be so glad that you stuck it out. Take great heart. There will be a day soon that's coming where you'll be able to look back at your trial and you'll be able to say, I'm so glad it happened because I wouldn't be anywhere near the person and the spiritual warrior I am today without having gone through that. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 says this, "Don't you realize that in a race everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize, so run to win." All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. The Apostle Paul is saying that the spiritual life is like a race. Everybody's running. Everybody's moving unless they just gave up, but only one person gets the prize, so run to win. I believe that Jesus, every morning when we wake up, says, come on, let's run. Every athlete is disciplined in their training if they're serious. They do it to win the prize. They do it to ensure that they win and they get that sense of victory. But you know, that's going to fade away. And Paul says, but we, followers of Jesus, we run for an eternal prize to be in that position where the Lord says, well done, good and faithful servant. Come on in. I have created a mansion just for you. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. I sure hope you'll jump over and listen to our sister podcast, The Weekday Meditation, so that you can find peace and direction and power for your life. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.